Last month, Guatemala became the latest country to recognize Palestine as a sovereign nation. The internet giant Google obviously isn't a country, but it's done something similar. The webpage google.ps used to read Google Palestinian Territories. On May 1st, the company quietly changed the regional search page to say Google Palestine. As NPR's Emily Harris reports, Google is already involved economically in both Israel and Palestinian areas, and changing the name is seen by both sides as a political move.
Google didn't announce the name change, but it didn't have to. Palestinians noticed right away.
Everybody knows about it, and they were so happy. Everybody screenshot, post on Facebook. Hey, Google, thank you.
Mohamed Kumboz is a 22-year-old graphic designer and computer programmer who lives in the Gaza Strip. He knows having Google call Gaza and the West Bank Palestine isn't as official as, say, the United Nations, which, over Israeli and U.S. objections, recognized Palestine as a non-member observer state last fall. But Kumboz says Google's move is more meaningful.
Google means a lot to us. There is no day passing without using Google.
That might be especially true for him. Kumboz is part of Gaza Sky Geeks, an incubator for nascent IT businesses. It was started by Mercy Corps and is funded by a $900,000 grant from Google's charitable arm. So far, Kumboz has developed a game called Mighty Cow, in which players help save a rather sweet-looking cow from the butcher's knife. Google started funding the IT training program in Gaza a couple of years ago after a chance meeting with Andy Dwanch. Dwanch is Mercy Corps' Director of Social Innovations.
From the very beginning, I thought there could be some potential partnership, but I really, frankly, didn't understand what made Google tick. I didn't necessarily understand what they were interested in.
Ultimately, Google, the foundation, funded a two-year program of training and support for Palestinians in Gaza who wanted to start their own web businesses or learn skills to hire themselves out as programmers to companies anywhere. Google, the company, has offices in a Tel Aviv skyscraper, and just off the beach in Haifa, Google employs a couple hundred Israeli engineers and looks for Israeli companies to buy. All this to say, Google knows the territory around here, and Israel's foreign ministry thinks the company should have known better than to identify contested land as a state. Foreign Ministry spokesman Yigal Palmor.
Google can do, as I said, anything they want. Since they're not a diplomatic entity, they can do Google La La Land if they want to, and that's fine, that's cool. Still, the question remains, this is a highly sensitive international politics issue. So, what made Google decide they want to take a position on this?
Google wouldn't talk about this, but the company put out a statement saying it was following the lead of the United Nations and other international organizations. It also provided several examples of other name changes, but none were in as ambiguous a position as Palestine. Israel's deputy foreign minister sent a letter to Google CEO Larry Page saying Google's move could hurt peace negotiations. Again, Foreign Ministry spokesman Palmore.
I can tell you that it has no diplomatic meaning, and it hasn't. But if people on the Palestinian side believe that they can get anything they want through unilateral steps by international bodies, well, in that case, they will be more reluctant to talk to Israel.
Ordinary Palestinians don't get to make that call. But as boys laugh and play online shoot 'em up games at an internet cafe in famous Bethlehem, cafe owner Johnny Scaffi says Google pulled his would-be nation one more step up the ladder.
Palestinian territories, which means it's under the occupation. Palestine, it's that without occupation. That's what I think that it is the difference.
The difference of one word or one country. Emily Harris, NPR News, Jerusalem.
You're listening to All Things Considered.